Well, Australia's government has been warned again tonight that if it has any intention of bringing Australian ISIS families out of the Al-Hol camp in Syria, now is the time to do it. Turkish tanks atop army trucks have been rumbling towards the border with Syria, preparing for a long-planned incursion after Donald Trump ordered US troops in the region to get out of Turkey's way. Experts fear ISIS will now get a chance to free prisoners and families who could bolster sleeper cells in Syria. Counter-terrorism and Middle East expert Dr. Lydia Khalil from the Lowy Institute is watching the situation.
An incursion over the border by Turkish military forces seems imminent, then it could take on a few forms. It could either be a full-scale incursion in there supported by Turkish air power. It could be just along the border. And so we just don't know yet. And we're also unclear on what the potential Kurdish response would be. Kurdish commanders have vowed that they would meet any military action by the Turkish forces. However, they're certainly out-armored and outmaneuvered by Turkey, who has the second largest army in NATO. So it's setting up an even more unstable situation, if you could believe that, in Syria. President Trump has talked a lot about how the Islamic State has now been 100% defeated, but that misstates the situation in Syria completely. The Islamic State caliphate, it's true that it no longer holds territory, but it's still a presence within Syria and Iraq. And many, many analysts and military commanders have been warning that we are setting the stage for an Islamic State resurgence if we're still not vigilant and maintain some sort of presence there. And now with this potential for Turkey to make an incursion into Syria, we're getting into an even more complicated phase of the Syrian conflict.
There have been reports today that sleeper cells in Raqqa have been activated and that there have been some attacks. I haven't seen confirmation of any of that, but some people are warning that could also be propaganda from the Kurdish side. How do you read those sorts of reports?
Yes, the same. I've heard those reports. Again, there is no confirmation, so it could very well be that the Kurdish forces are pushing that narrative, saying that, look, Islamic State is already using this opportunity to right away very quickly make their presence known. But setting aside that question of whether it's accurate at this particular moment in time or whether it's propaganda, the fact remains is that there are Islamic State sleeper cells within Syria and in Iraq, and they are present in the desert border area between the two of them. The Islamic State presence remains. There are fighters there. They have support. They have covert networks. They have funding. And so there's no denying that there is a presence that could be activated again if there's further instability and further complications that will come about from any potential Turkish action.
Now, the ISIS prisoners and the families who are in Al-Hol camp, there's a lot of concern about what their fate might be. Some of them are Australians, of course, and some have been speaking to the media. What do you think their fate will be?
It's absolutely a concern. And again, it's one that people have been sounding the alarm over for the past year now. So you have a situation in Al-Hol camp where there's over 70,000 Syrian, Iraqi, and foreigners who were under Islamic State territory. And their fate is now under a lot more jeopardy because of this. At the moment, we have Kurdish forces who are providing security around that camp, and even that has been inadequate. They're now saying that they're going to have to transition some of those security forces to meeting any type of Turkish military action. Islamic State has said recently in its propaganda that it's paying attention to its supporters in those camps. It has urged followers to try to break them out of the camps, and they're seeing it as a priority, and that's certainly going to be a risk.
And if Islamic State do come to release people from the camps, how will the prisoners and the families be treated by Islamic State?
They certainly view them as a resource to the organization. And again, it could not necessarily take on the form of they are actively being broken out of those camps. That could happen, but it also could be that security becomes lax and they escape and they're able to link back into Syria and link back into sleeper cells that are active in Syria for the Islamic State. But Islamic State has been very clear in its messaging that it views those women and children as an asset. They view them as a part of their potential resurgence. And it's important to note that many of the women and children children, well, the women in particular, remain very active adherents of the Islamic State and very active believers in the goals and the ideology of the organization.
The Australian government particularly has said it won't be endangering any of its consular officials or other officials in order to go and get Australian citizens out of that circumstance. But do you think they should make an effort to bring those people out sooner rather than later?
Well, that's been a consistent line or argument of the Australian government. But, you know, as you can see, aid agencies and journalists have been able to operate in those areas and have actually entered into the Al-Hol camp. Now, clearly, the risk assessment for government or security authorities is much different. But if they're waiting for a chance where the situation is going to be safer, I don't think that we're going to see it anytime soon.
Lydia Khalil, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.